One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Real ghost stories from real people. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
Sometimes the places we choose to call home are far more than just walls and windows. They're filled with echoes of the past, memories left behind, and sometimes something much darker. In a quiet corner of Johannesburg, a young woman moved into a charming cottage, ready to start anew after a difficult breakup. But what she didn't expect was the presence that would follow her through those empty rooms. At first, it was subtle, just a feeling, but soon it grew undeniable. In a house where the windows stretched from floor to ceiling, where the light should have been abundant, darkness seemed to linger in every corner. A lingering presence pacing up and down the lounge, an elderly man, seen but not fully seen, who would watch her in silence just as the coldness of the house began to settle in. Was this just a trick of the mind, or was something truly watching her? Something far older than the cottage itself. Let's get to the letter they write. T had never expected to find herself in this position. Just months before, she had been living with her ex, imagining a future together. That all changed, leaving her to find her own space, one she could call hers, without the echoes of the past. When she stumbled upon a quaint one-bedroom cottage in the Westdene Melville area of Johannesburg, she was intrigued. The neighborhood was vibrant and artsy, filled with art galleries, quirky restaurants, and a youthful, energetic vibe. It seemed like the perfect place for someone who needed to reset. The cottage was affordable, tucked away from the bustle of the nearby university and bustling streets. It was cozy, with large bay windows in both the lounge and bedroom, stretching from floor to ceiling. The light, though, was deceiving. Despite the seemingly ample windows, the cottage was perpetually cold. The sunlight never quite reached the place, casting it into an odd sort of gloom, even during the day. She couldn't explain it, but the chill never seemed to leave. And yet, she chalked it up to the position of the cottage facing away from the sun. She would simply bundle up a bit more and settle into her new life, free from the ghosts of her past. The first few weeks were relatively uneventful, aside from the constant cold that crept into the walls and floorboards. The house, while empty, seemed to hold a strange weight, a feeling that she couldn't shake. It wasn't until one night after a long day at work that the feeling of unease began to creep in. T had closed her bedroom door to get some rest, wanting nothing more than to escape the day's frustrations. The house was quiet, save for the distant hum of traffic and the occasional creak of the floorboards beneath her. She sat in bed reading, the light from the bathroom casting a faint glow under the door. That's when she felt it, like someone was watching her. It wasn't an intrusive feeling, more like a presence lingering in the living room just outside her door. She couldn't explain why, but she knew it wasn't just her imagination. She'd feel a strange shiver every time she tried to close her eyes, as if something or someone was studying her, trying to understand who she was. A few days later, it became more noticeable. She would hear faint footsteps outside her bedroom door, slow, deliberate, a pacing back and forth like someone trying to figure out what to do with her presence. It was unsettling, but she dismissed it at first, thinking It might be the house settling or the sounds of a nearby neighbor moving about. But as the nights wore on, the pacing became more frequent, more pronounced. She began to close the door tightly every night before going to sleep, trying to ward off the odd feeling that followed her from room to room. It wasn't fear, not exactly, but discomfort, a gnawing sensation that something unseen was just outside her reach. It wasn't until one night when she decided to leave the lights off and raid in the dim glow of the bathroom light that everything changed. She looked up from her book, and there he was, an elderly man standing in the living room facing her. He wasn't entirely solid, but he was there, clear enough to make her heart skip a beat. His figure was tall and thin and dressed in old-fashioned clothes, a brown knitted jersey, a cream-colored shirt, and trousers that were either gray or brown. There was no expression on his face, but she felt an eerie sense of recognition, as if he had always been there, watching. His appearance was jarring, not because of the way he looked, but because it didn't make sense. He didn't belong there. This wasn't a house for someone like him. Not in her mind. And yet she could not shake the feeling that he wasn't threatening. Not in the way she had imagined. His presence was, in a strange way, almost familiar. He wasn't a ghost who sought to frighten, but rather one who simply wanted to be known. The figure lingered for what felt like an eternity, and then, as if he sensed her growing discomfort, he faded. Just like that, but his presence didn't leave completely. From that night forward, T felt him more acutely. His pacing didn't stop, and then there was the sound of the tap running at night, the sound of someone washing their hands in the kitchen. She would hear the subtle scrape of the towel, as if he were drying his hands slowly, deliberately. It wasn't frightening, but it was odd. More than odd, actually. There was something deeply unsettling about it all. Still, she kept quiet, trying not to acknowledge what was happening. And when the fear crept back in, she would say aloud, "You're scaring me now," and the sensation would immediately recede. T had one close friend who seemed to sense the man's presence more than she did. He had a sort of gift, an intuitive ability to sense things others couldn't. Sometimes, when they were sitting together, chatting, he would suddenly turn to her and mutter, "Tell your old man to stop being a nuisance." It was as though the man, whom she had come to think of as an elderly observer simply passing through, wasn't as benign as she thought. He was watching, not just her, but everything. Her friend always seemed unnerved, staring into the empty space as if the man were standing right next to him. She didn't mind so much. In fact, she found it comforting at times, especially since she was going through such a rough time. It was as if, in his own way, the old man was keeping watch over her. He wasn't threatening, not really, but he was there, undeniably there. As time passed, T began to accept the presence of the elderly man, though she couldn't fully shake the uneasy feeling that accompanied him. The pacing continued, but now it felt less ominous and more like the echo of an old routine. His routine. T would lie in bed, staring at the ceiling, trying to ignore the sounds that filled the cottage. The tap would run at odd hours, followed by the quiet swish of the towel, and sometimes she'd hear faint shuffling footsteps across the floor. But the man didn't seem to mind. It was as if he was simply going about his business, watching the new tenant as if he had always been part of the house. There was something almost calming about the familiarity of his presence, though it never stopped being strange. T's best friend, who had always been sensitive to such things, seemed to pick up on the spirit's intentions more than she did. One evening, while the two of them were sitting together in the lounge, T's friend glanced toward the door, his eyes narrowing. Without a word, he turned to T and muttered, "Tell your old man to stop staring at me." T was used to her friend's eccentricities, but his discomfort was different this time. He wasn't just joking. His voice was strained, his gaze fixed on an empty space as if he were locked in some silent battle with something unseen. T, never one to be overt about her beliefs in the supernatural, couldn't help but wonder if he was right. Maybe the man wasn't as benign as she had assumed. But when she addressed the spirit aloud, telling him, not to be a nuisance, the energy in the room would shift. The tension would ease. Still, T couldn't quite shake the feeling that the elderly man was lingering in the background, watching, waiting. She would hear him pacing back and forth night after night. But this time, it wasn't just the sounds. It was the sensation that accompanied them, a feeling of watching, of something unspoken but undeniably present. It was a bond that had formed between them, one forged in silence and time. One evening, T decided to confront her own feelings about the man. She asked herself, what was it that had made her feel connected to him in a strange, comforting way? She thought back to the loneliness that had drawn her to this cottage in the first place. The loneliness she had carried since the breakup, and there, in the quiet house, with only the spirit for company, she wondered if the old man had sensed that. Maybe, just maybe, he had chosen to stay because he recognized her pain. The night she finally voiced that question aloud, she felt a strange connection, almost as if the man was acknowledging her grief. She had not been afraid of him in a long while. She didn't need to fear him anymore. He wasn't a threat, but there was still a sense of unease, something unresolved that she couldn't quite grasp. It wasn't long after the T's health began to decline. The coldness of the cottage seemed to seep into her very bones, and she found herself growing sicker by the day. A persistent cough turned into something more serious, and soon T was diagnosed with pneumonia, the doctor attributing it to the constant dampness of the house. She couldn't ignore it any longer. The connection she had felt with the spirit, the strange comfort he provided, now seemed almost like a warning. The house had been too much for her, the cold creeping into every crevice of her body, until her health finally broke down. The old man's presence, once a strange comfort, now felt like an anchor, pulling her deeper into a place she couldn't escape. And so, T made the decision to leave. She couldn't live there anymore. Not with the damp air and the persistent, haunting presence. She began packing her things, each movement heavier than the last, as if the house itself didn't want her to go. But as she packed, she couldn't help but look back, wondering about the man who had watched over her during some of the darkest times of her life. He had never hurt her, never caused her harm. He had simply been there, a silent observer, keeping her company when she needed it most. Was he truly a ghost, or had she imagined him in her grief and her loneliness? She would never know for sure, but she couldn't shake the feeling that the old man, whatever he had been, was still waiting there, pacing back and forth in the empty rooms, just as he had done for years. On the last night in the cottage, T stood in the empty living room looking out the bay windows one final time. The house was quiet, but the air felt thick with energy, as if something was waiting for her to say goodbye. She whispered aloud, "Goodbye, old man. I hope you find peace." But she never received an answer. And when she left the cottage the next day, she couldn't help but wonder if the old man had truly been there all along, or if she had simply been seeing things. Her grief, her loneliness, manifesting into something real. What she did know was that the house, now empty, would be waiting for the next person to walk through its door. And the old man, whoever he was, would continue his quiet pacing in the shadows. As we wrap up tonight's unsettling tale, there's something about T's experience that lingers in the mind long after the story has been told. Was the elderly man who haunted her cottage truly a spirit, a remnant of the past, forever tied to the house? Or was he a figment of T's own mind, a projection of her grief and loneliness manifesting as something tangible and terrifying? The line between the psychological and the paranormal can often be blurred, and in cases like these, it's impossible to know where one ends and the other begins. What's fascinating here is the comfort T seemed to find in this presence. The old man never appeared malicious, no violent haunting, no terrifying apparitions, just a subtle, unnerving sense of being watched. And yet, despite the coldness, despite the isolation, T seemed to draw some form of solace from his company. In his own strange way, He may have been just as lonely as she was, keeping pace with her emotions, offering quiet companionship when she needed it most. But then, there's the issue of the house itself, the cold, damp cottage that began to affect T's health, ultimately driving her to leave. Was it the house that caused her illness? Or was it the presence of the old man whose watchful gaze she could never quite escape? Some might argue that the house itself, with its shifting energy and haunting atmosphere, could have exacerbated her condition. Others might say that the man's lingering presence was a manifestation of something deeper, something emotional, weighing heavily on her health. There are countless theories that could explain what happened to T. Perhaps the old man was a remnant of a tragic past, tied to a home he couldn't leave behind. Or maybe he was just a symbol, a manifestation of T's internal struggle, her loneliness, her isolation, her grief. In the end, though, the mystery remains unresolved. One thing is for certain, T's experience raises a profound question. Are we truly ever alone in the spaces we occupy? Or do the echoes of the past, the lives once lived, continue to leave their mark on the places we call home? T's story serves as a reminder that sometimes the most unsettling part of any haunting isn't the ghost we see, but the ones we feel or think we feel standing just behind us in the quiet corners of our own minds. Thank you for joining us tonight, and remember, next time you feel the chill in the air or hear footsteps when no one's around, it might not just be the wind.
Want more real ghost stories from real people? Then press subscribe now. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.